This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Sudan's Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok announced on Sunday that security forces will be deployed to the Darfur region, known for its tribal violence. This decision comes after an increase in deadly violence between Arab nomadic tribes and African farming tribes. At least 20 people were killed Friday in South Darfur by gunmen as they returned to their fields after an absence of more than 15 years, according to a local tribal chief. Those killed on Friday had been allowed to return to their land under an agreement reached 2 months ago under government supervision with those who had settled there during the conflict in Darfur. This conflict, which erupted in 2003 between the predominantly Arab regime of Omar al-Bashir and insurgents from ethnic minorities who consider themselves marginalized, has led to thousands, hundreds of thousands of deaths and millions of displaced people, according to the United Nations. In recent years, it's waned in intensity, and in 2019, Bashir was overthrown by the army under pressure from street protests. The new government, resulting from an agreement between the military and leaders of the protests, began talks in October 2019 for a peace agreement with rebel groups and put an end to the conflicts in the region. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says a new coronavirus economic aid package being unveiled on Monday would pay the country's 16 million unemployed workers 70% of their one-time salaries. But tough negotiations lie ahead with opposition Democrats over the scope of more assistance to offset the severe economic effects of the pandemic. On Fox News Sunday, Mnuchin called the 70% wage replacement figure a very fair level. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.